الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وعن صهيب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير إلى آخر الحديث صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Most respected elders, brothers, and mothers and sisters that may be listening from home, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our cherisher, our nourisher, our sustainer. It is only the fadl, the karam, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the opportunity to witness 27 nights of the month of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and almost 27 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is a great favor, a great bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people were with us last Ramadan that are not here today? How many people were with us on Shabi Barat, Laylatul Bara'ah, that are not here to witness the month of Ramadan? And how many people were around at the beginning of the month of Ramadan but did not get the opportunity to witness the blessed last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan? So we should appreciate this great bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we truly understood the value of these bounties, then we would not waste a single second, especially in the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan. Our respected Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. Really, we are indebted, particularly in this masjid, to his advices, his spiritual attentions. Hazrat would mention that there are two routes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the root of sabr, and one is the root of shukr. One is the root of patience, and one is the root of gratitude. A person will only find himself in one of two conditions. Either he will be in a condition of prosperity, of peace, of safety, of comfort, of luxury. Or on the other hand, he would be in a condition of difficulty, of hardship, of tragedy, of adversity. But it's only possible for a human being to be in one of two conditions. There's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Suhaib radiallahu an that comes in Sahih Muslim. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That how amazing, how wonderful, how beautiful is the condition of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. All of his matters are always good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This particular blessing, this virtue in dunya is not available to anybody except a believer. In أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. If this believer experiences comfort, prosperity, happiness, joy, luxury, then he expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is best for him. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّى صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. But when this believer experiences difficulty, when this believer experiences pain, trials, tribulations, hardships, then he exercises patience, and this is better for him. So as our Hazrat explains, that there are only two roots for this believer. One is the root of sabr, patience in adversity, and the other is the root of shukr, gratitude in prosperity. If we have to reflect upon the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you attempt to enumerate the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon you, O insan, you will fail miserably to count them. You will be unable to count the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And we find these two qualities of sabr and shukr are interrelated. How are they interrelated? If a person experiences some sort of loss or difficulty, but he recounts the blessings that he has, he makes shukr and has gratitude for the blessings that he has, it becomes easier for him to have patience upon that which he has lost. This is the mindset of a believer, a positive outlook, looking at the glass half full and not half empty. So when a person loses something, he has to exercise patience. But immediately if his nazar goes on what he has, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا نَظَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْخَلْقِ, if your nazar, if you look at somebody who is above you in wealth or whatever other bounty of this world, then immediately you should look towards that person who is below you in that bounty, so you make shukr for that which you have. So these two are interrelated. If we have to look at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 16th surah of the Qur'an, coming in the 14th juz, Suratul Nahl, various different bounties that He has blessed mankind with, which generally we forget and we overlook. In fact, some call the surah Suratul Ni'am, the surah of bounties. And we should all try and read the surah and ponder over it and reflect over it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has taken you out of the wombs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. As a young baby, each and every one of us, we knew absolutely nothing. Ulama explain that the first amount of knowledge that a baby obtains is the knowledge of how to cry. The baby is hungry, it will cry. The baby is cold, it will cry. The baby is hot, it will cry. The baby is sick, it will cry. Who teaches the baby how to cry? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask the best specialist, all the medical fraternity, take a baby that has come out, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to say, teach this baby to cry, we will be unable to do so. This knowledge of crying is sufficient to see to the needs of the baby. The parents, looking at the cry of the baby, will begin to realize that this is the cry for hunger. This is the cry for sickness. In fact, the parents, by trial and error, when that baby is crying, they'll try to feed the baby. Or they will change the clothes of the baby. They will change the temperature in the room. They will check the temperature of the baby. And by trial and error, they will figure out that this baby is hungry, this baby is sick, this baby is cold. These faculties have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and then from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the ability to hear. Ulama mentioned that the majority of the knowledge that a person attains is through the faculty of hearing. Not through sight, not through speech, and not through smell. So the first thing is the hearing. And we find that little child, as it develops, it's able to perceive that this is the sound of my mother. This is the name of my mother. And slowly the child begins to piece together the vocabulary in its mind by listening without being able to speak itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave you the ability to see and the ability to perceive and understand. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may be able to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar verses in Surah Al-Mulk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same thing, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you, and He gave you the faculty of hearing and seeing, and perception and understanding. But there He says that very few of you are truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we see the example that is given of the people of Saba, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a lesson to us in the people of Saba. Who are the people of Saba? This is a community that Mufassirin have explained. They hailed from Yemen and they were in a town approximately 3 miles from the capital Sana'a. And they lived between two mountains. They were from amongst the descendants of Bilqis, who was in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this particular community existed in this story in the Quran after the time of Isa alayhi salam and before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they lived between two mountains, and there would often be heavy rainfall that would cause the rivers and the canals that were there to overflow and flood the area. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability, and they built a huge dam so that they could collect this water. And the dam had 3 levels. And as the rainfall came, they would open the first level and the water would go into their farms and their gardens. And when more water came, they would open the second level and then the third level. And from this dam, there were rivers, canals and tributaries that fed into the many, many gardens that they had. Quran mentions Jannatan, 2 gardens. But ulama explained that there were 2 sides of the mountain and multiple gardens on either side of the mountain that were absolutely lush, full of beautiful fruit. It is said that if a woman had to put a basket on the top of her head and she had to walk from one side of the orchard to the other, that basket would automatically fill up with fruit just by her walking through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that eat of the noble provisions that we have given you and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the air of that city baldatun tayyiba. It was pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that people who were ill came from outside. Now, respected brothers, when we look at these parables and examples from the Quran and Majeed, we must look at our own condition. How many bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in our own country, in our own community. If we look at the dunyawi bounties, the worldly bounties that we have here, travel to different parts of the world, as much as we may complain against our government and against this person and that person, you will be hard-pressed to find some of the worldly bounties that we find in our own community. And if we look at the dini bounties that we have, then without a shadow of doubt, travel to different parts of the world, especially the English-speaking world. And you will not find the number of masajid as you will find in this little 5-kilometer radius. There, if you are lucky, perhaps there may be a masjid every 20 or every 30 kilometers. Illa mashallah, except a few places. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed these people. Then there was another bounty, that they would travel from Yemen to Syria for their business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the journey very easy for them. The journey was short, it was easy. In addition to that, along the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had lots of different rest stops, lots of convenience stops, like we would look at Shell Ultra Cities or Caltex Garages, like when we go from Johannesburg to Durban. A person goes, and as he's going, there's lots of different places that he can stop for breakfast, he can stop for brunch, he can stop for lunch, he can stop for tea, he can stop for Maghrib, he can stop for Isha. Right through, these people had places that they could stop. And in addition to that, they could travel safely by day and by night. There were no highway robbers, there were no looters, there were no criminals, there were no rocks on the and stones on the highway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them comfort and ease. And how much has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us as well? person decides in the morning, I've got some work, I need to go to Dubai. And in the evening he boards that flight, the next morning he's in Dubai, and the next day you see the person back in the masjid. These were the bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. But this community was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِيمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they turned away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where when we ask ourselves, what is gratitude? One is verbal gratitude with our tongues, that we express shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing, and in our hearts as well. And that is important. But more important than that, the real shukr is asking ourselves, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from me in return? And that is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true shukr for the bounties that we have been given is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill His commands. When these people disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite all of these bounties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we sent upon them a flood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent rats that began to eat at the foundations of the dam wall. Now these people, when they saw the rats, they thought that they will counter this by sending cats to eat the rats. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes a decision, then it doesn't matter what man can put forward. It can be a microscopic virus, but all the epidemiologists of the world will try, and that virus would sweep through. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the rats to overpower the cats. And eventually the foundations of the wall of the dam were eaten up. And as the rains came in, the entire community was flooded. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ And we changed those gardens that were there into gardens that produced bitter fruit that were not of benefit to anybody else. And they were also ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that, make our journeys longer. We'd like to spend more time in our journeys. Instead of being grateful for the ease and comfort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we tore up their kingdom. We tore up their kingdom. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ In these verses, a signs for لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ For those people who exercise patience in adversity, and those people who exercise gratitude in prosperity. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, He gives the example of a town. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of a town that had been given peace, security, contentment. But what did they do? Instead of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ They were ungrateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the outcome? فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to taste the garments of fear and hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to taste the garments of fear and hunger because of what they did. So my respected elders and brothers, as our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali mentioned, that for a mu'min there are two routes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the root of shukr, and one is the root of sabr. And the reality of shukr is that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, and we stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to stay away from. And in reality, these aspects of sabr and shukr is what we have been training ourselves for over the last 27 days. We have undergone a 27-day spiritual workshop to train ourselves, amongst other things, to exercise sabr and to have shukr. If we look at the fast of a person, the fast is made up of sabr and shukr. During the day we have to make sabr. One, sabr ala ta'a, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to fast. So we have to make sabr on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have sabr ala al-ma'asiyah, we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that He said to us, fast. What does fasting mean? You can't do X, Y, and Z. You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't have intimate relations. So this, doing those things would be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we exercise sabr, we are exercising sabr ala al-ma'siyah, against the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by withholding ourselves. And then there is the third form of sabr, as-sabr ala al-ta'ah. Sabr ala al-musibah. Sabr against difficulty, against mashaqqa. During the day, it's a hot day, a person is feeling thirsty, he would desire a cool drink of water. He's gone out to work, he would like something to eat. Or it's a cold day, and he would like a hot cup of tea in the afternoon. It's difficult upon him, but he exercises sabr. Like this, throughout the entire year, 365 days, we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to stay away from. And there will also be conditions of difficulty, of trials that will come upon us, that we will have to make sabr upon. And when a person breaks his fast in the evening, when he puts that khajur in his mouth, when he takes that sip of cool water after a hot day, that shukr comes from the bottom of his heart. And in addition to that, he recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me to do certain things and to obey Him because of the bounties that He has given me. So I will obey Him. I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month as a token of gratitude for the bounties that He has blessed me with. So in the same way, throughout the entire year, a person's life is going to alternate between sabr and shukr, between patience in adversity and gratitude in prosperity. So we conclude by recounting the hadith that we mentioned in the beginning, wherein Nabi alayhi salam mentions that عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How beautiful is the condition of a believer. All of his matters are always good for him. And this virtue is not available to anybody except a believer. A disbeliever, when he exercises patience or he has gratitude, he will get some reward in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate him for it in this world. But there will be nothing for him in akhirat. Yet for the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got great rewards in store. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you are grateful, then I will most certainly increase those bounties upon you. And on the other hand, if you exercise patience, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'iyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the one who exercises patience. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give those who exercise patience glad tidings. They will have special mercies and general mercies from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They will be the rightly guided. So for the believer, when he exercises gratitude in prosperity, he gets a reward in this world and in the hereafter. And when the believer exercises patience in adversity, he gets a reward in this world, but more importantly, he also gets a reward in the hereafter. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He will compensate those who exercise patience with a reward that has no limit. That has no limit. You do one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 10 rewards in exchange. You spend 1 rand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you up to 700 rewards for that. But you exercise sabr in the face of difficulty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that their reward is without measure. So the life of a believer alternates between sabr and shukr. That if he, the hadith mentions, that if he experiences prosperity, comfort, luxury, enjoyment, happiness, safety, or he is protected from difficulty, that too is a blessing, then he is grateful and that is best for him. And when he experiences conditions of difficulty, of hardship, of trials and tribulations, which we will certainly experience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will definitely test you. But he exercises patience, then that is better for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to exercise sabr and shukr, in all conditions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us conditions of prosperity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to value the last few nights of the month and days of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds, all our charities, our worship, all our fasts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the difficulties of the people around the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.